The UN Human Rights Council will discuss Bahrain's rights record in its upcoming Universal Periodic Review, or UPR, in Geneva. The UPR examines the human rights records of all UN member states. Bahrain's human rights situation will be discussed on May the 21st. The tiny Persian Gulf Kingdom has come under fire for its rights violations in the wake of the revolution that has shaken the U.S. ally since February last year. Bahraini troops have cracked down hard on anti-regime protests with the help of Saudi forces. Bahrainis are demanding the downfall of the Al-Khalifa monarchy. They want political freedoms and equality. Scores of people have been killed and many more wounded in the Bahraini regime's brutal crackdown.
Al-Khawaja has been on hunger strike for over 11 weeks now.
To discuss that a bit further, we're joined up by Mr. Paul Wolf, who is a human rights and international lawyer who's joining us now via Skype from Washington. Mr. Wolf, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, from the legal point of view, how significant is any UPR review of Bahrain? And looking at the past as well, I spoke to another guest who has pointed out that Bahrain's review in the past has always been positive because of U.S. pressure. How much of an influence will that as well have on the proceedings?
Well, thanks for having me on. Of course, the United Nations doesn't really have much enforcement authority. The only enforcement the United Nations can do is really through the Security Council, or occasionally UN member states can organize things like that. But essentially, the Human Rights Council, it has a moral authority, and its credibility, what it brings to bear, not its ability to enforce any kind of a legal judgment. And I think that that is actually a good role for the nations. I think the United Nations is playing a positive role in Syria, and I think that it also can in Bahrain simply by being a referee and facilitating negotiations. I think that other states such as the United States and Saudi Arabia are trying to support a very unpopular state in Bahrain, and it's really interfering in the internal affairs because Bahrain is a people, it's a country, it's not the Al-Khalifa government. So for foreign countries to be this very unpopular government is interference. The correct thing to do is to truly really neutral group in, such as the United Nations. And really, I would like to see the UN doing something more like what it's doing in Syria, where it's trying to enforce a ceasefire by using observers. But at least if we have the Human Rights Council trying to keep that aspect of the situation under control in Bahrain, I think that's very positive.
All right, so Mr. Wolf, then in this case that the UPR does review Bahrain in an unbiased manner and finds that it is guilty of human rights violations, what can the council in fact actually do then?
Well, no, the council can't do anything. The United Nations is often criticized because it doesn't have any ability to enforce its decisions. And what we normally see is a situation deteriorate to the point where this was asked to step in. So that is obviously a disaster whenever it does occur. So what we would like to see, we'd like to see observers come and look at things like human rights violations, and then try to get a dialogue going, you know, in terms of not just stopping the human rights violations, but also a ceasefire between the parties. So, you know, I think that that is the solution in all of these countries, including Bahrain, is actually a ceasefire. So to answer your question, the United Nations is really doesn't have the authority, the Human Rights Council particularly, to do anything. It simply has its credibility and its moral authority, and hopefully people will respect the United Nations and the United Nations will be able to play that role.
Right, so now, you know, you are a human rights and law expert, Mr. Wolf. So from your point of view, what can in fact be done in a legal sense to hold the Bahraini monarchy accountable?
Well, you know, I should have checked maybe before thinking you might have. Presuming that Bahrain is a member of the International Criminal Court, you know, anyone who commits war crimes can be held into the International Criminal Court. So probably Bahrain have not checked that. Most countries are. The United States is not. These will try to exercise universal jurisdiction. That means if someone who committed war crimes in Bahrain goes into one of those countries, like England or Germany, where they have, or Belgium, where people believe in that and bring those kind of cases. But it's difficult, really, because Bahrain is a sovereign government. So the officials of the Bahraini government have sovereignty, and it's a principle of international law, really, that you can't put another nation's citizens on trial. So we have very limited ways that we can do that, and the main one is International Criminal Court. But I think if you follow the ICC, they're having difficulty bringing even the most obvious cases, the biggest human rights cases, and cases that are really right. old and well-recognized. So I think enforcement is difficult, to be honest
right.
with you.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Paul Wolf, human rights and international lawyer, speaking to us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Wolf, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.